It's time for Play It Forward, our musical chain of gratitude, where we talk to artists about the music they make and the musicians they're thankful for. Last time we spoke with Robin Dan. She is the lead singer of a genre-bending band called Bernice. They're from Toronto, and they make music using found objects and jazz theory. Robin told me she's grateful for the work of R&B singer Georgia Ann Muldrow. I asked Robin to tell me about Georgia's music.
The first time I heard her voice, I just felt my whole body responding, you know, my whole spirit and imagination.
When I'm down, I just draw some roses.
I saw her perform at the Gladstone Hotel, I want to say in like, God, I don't know, 2005 or 6. There were probably only 30 people there.
Wow. What can you tell us about that night?
Just pure joy, basically. I was just like in heaven, standing right in front of the stage.
What would you like to say to Georgia Ann Muldrow?
Hi, Georgia. This is Robin speaking. I want to thank you for inspiring me with your freedom as a singer and as a musician. And just thank you for putting the beautiful energy into the world that you are constantly putting out.
And Georgia Ann Muldrow joins us now from her home in Las Vegas. Welcome to Play It Forward.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. And thank you, Robin.
Yeah, I would love to just first get your reaction to what we just heard from Robin Dan.
Well, you know, I remember that show. That show was really, it's so good to know somebody took something away from that show, because it was kind of like...
Every musician has had the experience of playing a big hall with a small number of people in it and feeling maybe a little deflated by that. So how does it feel to know that that night with just 30 people there left such a mark all these years later on one of the few people who showed up?
You know what? I think one thing I remember about that show was the quality of people who were there.
Hmm.
I kind of focus on that. Like sometimes you can play in a packed house and you don't meet but two people. But this was like, we was out and about mingling and mixing.
It's incredible that you remember anything more than 10 years later of some show in Toronto with 30 people in the crowd.
Because Toronto's rich, man. I don't think I've been able to play there much. But if I ever see Robin again, you know, if she ever sees me again, I want her to introduce herself so I can, you know, shake hands. And like the timing of hearing that, you don't know how much it means to hear somebody say that right now. I could really use that.
Why do you especially need that right now?
Because it's like a wrestling match right now. Like I have to literally go about my life as a pro wrestler right now.
You mean because of the pandemic?
I mean, the pandemic is like the sparkling glazed cherry on top of the whole deal, you know? But we're talking about the systemic issues that really, really are glaring now. Because of the pandemic, those systemic issues, you know, affect a person like me on a daily basis.
You mean as a black person?
As a black woman, yeah. Absolutely. As an artist, as an American artist.
There was something you said in an interview with The Vinyl Factory, which is that when you write, you're trying to affirm and create my reality in music. What kind of reality are you trying to create right now? I mean, what kind of world are you trying to build in this moment?
A bulletproof world.
Hmm.
A bulletproof world that you can walk straight into, you know? Like, something that keeps away, you know, the stuff that doesn't need to stay. But the stuff that's real can come right in, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to make it with plexiglass, but maybe some type of membrane, right? Of
permeable.
Of sound. Yeah, something that's permeable that you can walk through it, but it just doesn't service no kind of inner violence.
Is there a track of yours where you think that world begins to take shape?
There's one called Big Mama Africa Jam, and that was my experiment with, like, if I could make Tibetan bells funky.
Is the sound of a world that is bulletproof and also permeable.
And it's full of life. full, it's filled with life, you know? When I think of like sound design, I try to think of like what an insect going about their busy work. There has to have insects in that world. There has to be a tone. I try to make a whole world, you know?
Well, Georgia Ann Muldrow, it's now your turn to introduce us to someone whose music you are grateful for. Who do you want to tell us about?
I want to tell you guys about the best alto saxophonist in my world. And her name is Lakeisha Benjamin.
What track of her should we play to give people a sense for her music?
Definitely the Turiya Ramakrishna song.
All right. What do you hear when you listen to this?
I hear an angel running through her natural habitat. That's what I hear. I do.
That's beautiful. She's a saxophonist, and you're primarily known for your voice. Do you think there's a difference between channeling that spirit through an instrument that is internal versus something external that you hold in your hands, like a horn?
Keisha be singing. Like, she sang. Like, when she plays, I'd be saying, you better sing. Like, somebody who's singing. Like, I tell everybody, if you really playing, you singing on your instrument, you know.
We're going to go to Lakeisha Benjamin next. What would you like to say to her?
Lakeisha Benjamin, I want to thank you for your courageous attitude, for not giving up, and rising above and into all that you must be to find your peace. And I just wanted to say, just keep on blooming and growing into your angel self, because you're wonderful. And this whole world gonna know exactly what it is with you and this music.
Georgia Ann Muldrow, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me be a part of it. And thank you, Robin from Bernice. I'm going to check out all your stuff. I appreciate you lifting my spirits on a day like this. You have no clue how much it means to me.
And we'll talk with Lakeisha Benjamin on the next episode of Play It Forward.